It's Third Eye Quest.
So that's Byron Nikolai from Tuxuk Bay, heartthrob of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
And we're back on Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. I'm here with Stephen Kachung Blanchette to talk about the upcoming Indigenous Music Festival, Rock Ock. And of course, Stephen, what is it about Byron Nikolai that is so irresistible?
But every time I've ever seen him perform, and it's been in Anchorage between audiences of different cultures, one thing I see is everybody smiles.
Yeah. There, he brings joy, man. He's such a beautiful man. Like what you're saying, heartthrob. Like he's so pretty, man. He's such a beautiful young man. It's like, and just a beautiful smile. And it's, I just love being around him.
Well, I'm going to bring up a little more of his music, but tell us what we should be listening to, what you really appreciate.
This is okay. I mean, to rap in Yupik, I mean, it's not a stretch, but because our Yupik language is it's a vowel consonant. So it does flow. Like when you're saying, you know, it's a da 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 da. So it's a very rhythmic language. So he does it so well. I love that he's just taking it on, this challenge of like putting out music after music, song after song in his Yupik language. It's just beautiful.
All right, let's hear a little bit more. I can tell that you just really enjoy the groove that he cuts. You know, given that artists like him are way more popular and well known than, say, you were when you were starting out, is it still a struggle for Indigenous musicians in some way?
Oh man, the struggle is real. Oh gee whiz, there's just like not opportunities. There aren't opportunities. People like on most venues, most places won't reach out to Indigenous artists and won't give artists the chance. So when you want to do something like this, you know, it takes a lot of effort to be a full-time musician, to be a touring musician. It takes everything out of you. And so it's so difficult. So I'm so happy that we're creating this opportunity like this so that maybe some other festival that's out there in the world will look at who we're rocking at Rock Ock and say, I want this person. I need this band. And so I'm hoping that this will launch the careers of many, many artists to play on that world stage.
Well, I've got another artist queued up. And you said that this group was one of your favorites, but I suspect that most of them are your favorites or they wouldn't be on the list. But this one is titled Home by, am I saying it right, Pura Fay?
Yeah, Pura Fay.
Pura Fay. So tell me about this group.
Oh my gosh, Pura Fay is the creative and the leader of a group called Yulali. They are an amazing, they were a three-part singing group. They sang primarily in a cappella, but singing in the Indigenous language with kind of drum songs, but with an amazing harmony. And Pura Fay is their leader. And what you're about to hear is more of her solo projects that she's been working on most recently.
All right, well, let's give it a go here.
2, 3, and... Come back to this year's place. December persons, you gotta draw from within. Let's get all around, shall we ride again? Follow me. Don't you forget your light.
Oh my goodness, what a voice.
Yeah. Yeah, they're my favorite. Eulalie is probably the best and most amazing indigenous group out there. We first met them back in 1996 at a Indian market in Wisconsin at a performance there that we performed at. And since then, we've done probably maybe 15 or so shows over the last almost 26 years. And yeah, they're one of my favorites. So I'm so happy to be able to bring her to Rock Ock, to bring her onto this stage. And I hope we get a chance to bring her many, many times.
So before we go, we should mention that there is a playlist on Spotify. So you can go to Spotify. Yeah. And how do you access that playlist of songs for the upcoming festival?
Well, the best way to do it is come to our website, rockockfestival.com. And that's rockaakwfestival.com. And that's there. You can get a list of all of the artists that will be performing, our Spotify list with the examples of their music. And then we even have music videos of all the artists that are on there and all of our amazing sponsors that have been helping us out with the festival. I mean, we just have to thank all of our sponsors as well. I mean, it's just like, it is taking a community to make this happen, and our community has come out in support of it, and so we're super happy. But that's one of the best places to do it. So this is brought on by Lincoln Haida, Juno Arts Humanities Council, NA Westaf, NEA, Sea Alaska Heritage, Gold Belt, K200, Alaska Airlines, and Sea Alaska. Those are some of our big major sponsors, along with other individual donors that have been giving.
You know, and I have to give a shout out to KXLL Chandra Boom, because she's been...
Oh, yeah!
Yay! She's been interviewing a lot of the artists. So you can hear more about them on KXLL in the next 2 weeks, pull from some of her interviews with the artists. But so I've got the Spotify list up here. And before we go, pick one for me to play and tell me why you chose that one.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go with Yatsin.
All right.
Yatsin.
So before we go here, I'm going to get Yatsin all ready to go. But tell me a little bit about him.
Yatsin, oh man, we are sitting in the midst of an indigenous pop explosion. There's so many beautiful things that are happening on the world of indigenous music and arts and television and film. We have Res Dogs, we have Rock Ock that's happening. I mean, there's Quana has blown up onto the, like when she was at the Met Gala, she's blown up the internet. She's so beautiful. She's now a supermodel. And then we have Yatsin, one of our local Southeast artists, Nicholas Galan, who signed with the legendary music label Sub Pop. I mean, these are like amazing things. So definitely give a shout out to Nicholas Galan of Yatsin. So that's why I wanted you to play this song.
I will play this song in just a moment, but just another thought I'd like you to share with us is, you know, Nicholas is very much an activist, and his music as well as his art has been a vehicle for getting the message out about a lot of injustices, social injustices, not just for Native Americans, but across the country. And to me, that is also an important part of this, even though this music is so enjoyable, there's also some important messages there. Would you talk about that?
That's so true. I'm so glad you brought that up. I mean, a lot of us artists that are doing this for, I mean, very specific reasons. Bumyo does it to save our language, to save our ways and our culture, our music, our traditional dancing, bringing light of inequality. Yatsin and many of these artists talk about in their lyrics. I mean, they're not just doing, you know, saying lyrics and telling stories. They're really bringing light to different things that are happening around the world. I mean, I love how he brought messages about Standing Rock in his last album, racial inequality. I mean, all these things. And so that's what a lot of indigenous musicians, that's what they stand for. That's what they're doing. And that's what Rock Ock is going to be standing for as well. In our messaging, in the way our mission is created, the way that we portray our vision of who we are and what we are, on Akwan territory and land. And this is what's so beautiful about indigenous music, is that love and that pure desire of telling their stories as indigenous people now. And so it's like we're breaking stereotypes, man. We have hip hop artists, we have classical artists, jazz artists, we have funk and soul, and then we have traditional folk singer-songwriters. So it's like indigenous music is so many different things. It's not just flutes and drums.
Amen. So we'll say goodbye for now. And I want to say that instead of saying just Goyana or Gunashchish, I think I'll coin one of your words, Goyanachish.
Yeah, I love it. Goyanachish. Goyanachish, everybody.
I love that. So here's to fusion, here's to adventure, and definitely Rock Ock is one of those. So here we go. Yeah. Here's Yahtzeen, and thanks for joining us, Steve. Really appreciate it having you,
Rhonda.
Steve Kachung Blanchett.
Acting strange.